101.5 FM KDON.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Las Vegas. This is the Mark Hoke Show. The Mark Hoke Show. Going bell to bell with the best in professional wrestling news, entertainment, and lots of Sin City surprises from inside the squared circle. Now, let's get to all the exciting pro wrestling action and bring on the host. Here is Mark Hoke.
All right, everybody. Good morning. What's going on? And I can tell you this. I am all going to be screwing up this show like crazy today. There is no doubt, no question. It is going to be just a cavalcade of buffoonery on the Mark Hoke Show. The best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. Thank God. Praise the Lord that I managed to get my partner in crime, my cohort, Ruben Bressler, out of bed this morning. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm conscious, dude. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best any of us can hope for.
Yeah.
The horrors persist, but we soldier on.
Oh, man.
And we'll get through this together.
Thank you. You know, if you're doing a live stream, a good thing to do when you're doing a live stream is to start the live stream.
Uh-huh.
I found that out this morning. Yeah. And, you know, when you are starting a show, muting your computer is also a good thing to do.
Okay.
That's a plus. That helps.
Make sure mine's muted. Yeah.
Yeah. See, things like that. You know, it wasn't you. It was me.
Okay.
I'm just on a roll today, man. Because
listen.
Yeah. Go ahead.
We'll wake up. You know, it's early. This is early for a wrestling show to not be on a Saturday in the 80s. So the fact that we're even here, I think, is a testament to our fortitude.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
For being here at all. I think that we'll get through this together. We've got a little bit to talk about this week.
Yeah, just a little.
Yeah. And it'll be a good time.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yes, happy Mother's Day. I have a call with my mom later. My mom Cheryl in Columbus, Ohio is the nicest lady that exists, and my sister and I sent her orchids because she loves flowers.
Nice. I wish a happy Mother's Day to my late great great or my late grandmother Rhoda, Michelle.
Yeah.
And but I also want to say happy Prime Day to Logan Paul.
There we go.
So, you know, once again, I'm lobbying that son of a gun. I was giving him crap on Twitter.
Okay.
Because I drink this stuff a lot.
Yeah.
I do. Because, you know, this bottle, by the way, is only 25 calories. Metamoon flavor on this one is what we're going with this morning.
Okay.
It's pretty good stuff. The Prime Hydration. I need it. In fact, I'm going to take a sip on air right now. So, Ruben, just talk him through it as I do a sip of Prime Hydration.
Also, happy Mother's Day to Rhea Ripley. Of course.
She's my mommy.
Yeah, it's everybody's. She is mommy. God bless her. And so that's an important wish as well.
Yeah. So, I won't say what kept me up on Friday night, but last night was at Allegiant Stadium for the Rolling Stones concert.
Ooh, very fun. Congrats. That's very cool.
Yeah. I want to thank KDON and Odyssey for getting me some tickets to go out to see the octogenarians.
Yes.
Oh my God. How do they do it? I don't know. I don't know, but phenomenal. Mick Jagger's still got the voice. He's still out there moving around. Ronnie Wood.
I'm barely moving around.
Keith Richards doing their thing. I mean, unbelievable. So I had a great time out there.
Awesome.
But the reason that I brought that up was, of course, Allegiant Stadium is going to be the site of WrestleMania coming up next year. And I couldn't help but think about that when I was sitting in the stadium last time. Of course, WWE had an event at Allegiant Stadium with SummerSlam 2021. I had some pretty good seats for that. I kind of jumped on that. This one I got comp seats. So I was, we'll just say I was up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was up high. Sure. You saw any pictures and videos I put up.
But what's the seating like there?
It's pretty good. I mean, there's really, I can't say there's a bad seat in the house.
Okay. It's like a traditional football stadium. There's no third tier, right?
Oh no, I'm on a fourth. I was on the fourth level up.
Oh, okay. But, so there is.
But it was, but really, I mean, you could see everything. There wasn't any obstructive view that I saw or anything like that. But
that works. But
I couldn't help but think about WrestleMania when I was there.
Sure.
You know, you're seeing the stage set up and, you know, having been to WrestleMania before, you know, just kind of picturing how they're going to do it. Because I can't imagine they're going to do it the same way they did SummerSlam. But I couldn't think, you know, but I couldn't help think about when they had SummerSlam and they had the cover over the ring that went three levels up over the ring. And, you know, just wondering how they're going to set that whole thing, the arrangement up, and, you know, how awesome it's going to be to have WrestleMania in Allegiant Stadium.
Sure.
And just, you know, you get it. And when you sit up high, you get a real perspective on just how many people are going to be there. Mm-hmm. The spectacle that it's going to be with, you know, 70, you know, and I would imagine with floor side scene, cause you know, when I'm, you know, you're up that high, you see all the people that are on the floor too, and how much floor space there is. You know, you're going to have 70,000 people in that stadium with
sure.
all the seats that are going to be in there, and just how awesome that's going to be for Las Vegas to have WrestleMania in that building. It's going to be so much fun. So
it looks like it hosted SummerSlam 2021 in front of 51,000 people. And you know, it's hosted a Super Bowl. Importantly, Allegiant Stadium is domed, and I'm a big fan of wrestling events under a ceiling because the sound echoes better. I liked Philly. Philly did okay, and had some epic moments, and they didn't fall flat. But a roof really does something for a wrestling event to get the crowd noise to bounce back down. So that's a great venue for WrestleMania 41.
Yeah, plus it was cold that first day.
True. Also
that
true.
Was, that was.
But once you start going, like once if you're in the moment, you know, you'll or if you're wearing a Seth Rollins jacket, you'll be warm.
Yeah. Well, I don't
all
even
those
know
Shriners that were wearing the jackets were doing fine.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but like I said, it's going to be incredible. And then you start to think about what's been going on in Las Vegas and just how much is really becoming a wrestling venue for everybody. You know, TNA is now, I think, has sunk their claws into Las Vegas with their events, as you know, with the Palms. They've been here twice in the last 4 months, having done two pay-per-views here. And I can't imagine they're not going to keep coming back. Obviously, AEW Double or Nothing is going to be here in 2 weeks over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, which, you know, has been a yearly tradition. You know, obviously, that's where their first major pay-per-view happened, and Tony's not going anywhere with that. NXT Battleground is going to be here literally almost across the street from us here at Odyssey in just a few weeks as well, plus all the indie scene and everything else. Man, I tell you, what a, you know, giving kind of local flair here to it. What an incredible place it's going to be in Las Vegas for professional wrestling. I mean, and it's so well suited to host events like this. Obviously, we just had a Super Bowl here, and you know, just last night. I mean, when you think about what this city is doing now. I mean, we just had the Rolling Stones at Allegiant Stadium. Justin Timberlake was over at T-Mobile. He did two shows. Santana, REO Speedwagon, among other concerts that were going on just in one night. I mean, it's amazing. And you know, we're going to be as wrestling fans, we're going to be the beneficiaries of all this. I mean, it's just unreal.
Yeah. I mean, Las Vegas has been a growing city for 15 years. It has been on the upswing for a very long time. Not just as Sin City, not just as in the adult entertainment. There's been a conscious effort by the local government and local politicians to make it more family friendly, to widen the scope of what's available in Vegas. You know, 2017 was the first year since the 50s where Las Vegas brought in more of its tourism income from non-gambling sources than from gambling sources.
Wow.
So, and that was shows, that was restaurants, that was entertainment. So I guess that also includes other stuff like parking fees. But still, that was a huge watermark. Now, I don't know if that pendulum has swung back, particularly with online gambling. But it still speaks to it's trying to be this convention city. It's trying to be this family-friendly entertainment destination. And it's succeeding. And it's bringing in football. It's trying to bring in baseball. It's bringing in wrestling. Combine that with the fact that TKO, the ownership group behind WWE and the UFC, is trying to sort of circle the wagons and get more attention on both sports. They've already got a ton of venues in Vegas. Makes perfect sense for them to come here. And then you've got the whole wrestling industry as a whole, which is also on the upswing. Lots of smaller promotions having success. It is not a one-horse race like it used to be. And it's becoming much more localized. So you've got many more popular local shows. The indie circuit is alive and well. Especially, I remember in Vegas, there was a pretty robust luchador scene in Old Town on Fremont. Yeah. So all of that combined together, all of it is pointing upwards and all of it is pointing towards positive things for Las Vegas.
Yeah. Just you wait until WrestleMania. And of course, you know, just coming up here with Double or Nothing in 2 weeks, obviously a lot of the indies are going to be invading the city as well. And, you know, and in case you don't know, there's going to be two awesome non-wrestling shows, and I wanted to make sure I got to mention these too. And God, Ruby, I wish you were coming up. I tried to beg you last night.
I know. Look,
and I still think that you need to get in your car.
All right.
And I want you to just think about this because this stuff's up your alley.
I will think about it earnestly.
Here's your pitch. All right, okay. Because on Friday night. And we had this before when Nigel was in town for AEW Collision. Nigel McGuinness will be doing his Magic and Mentalist show at the Ahern coming up on Friday night. That show is from 5:30 to 7 over at the Ahern A-Stars Comedy Club over there. And I got to tell you, it was an amazing show. Not only was it funny and just a blast with what he was doing there too. Really touched her heart too. So I just want to tell everybody, if you want to get tickets for that, you can get those on Eventbrite. That's going to be a great time on Friday night. And then also on Friday night, headed over to the Nerd is Hunkamania.
Okay.
All right. Now, No, it's not a strip show. That is Nick and Ryan Nemeth. Of course, formerly Dolph Ziggler is Nick. They're going to be doing their comedy show over at the Nerd.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. So you want to check that out as well on Friday night. That starts at 9:30. You can also get tickets for that on Eventbrite. And am I getting paid to say that? No, but I'm just telling you, two awesome shows on Friday night. Then, of course, Collision is on Saturday. And then the pay-per-view on Sunday, not to mention everything else that's going to be going on in town. So this is going to be a great Double or Nothing weekend. And I'm sure AEW is going to be having fan fests and all the other crazy stuff they do. Plus Future Stars of Wrestling, I'm sure, will be doing their shows. It is going to be a terrific weekend here for all you wrestling fans. And even if you're not a wrestling fan, still great stuff to check out. And maybe this should be your first time. And I keep telling all of my friends and all these guys, my SportsX radio gang here, of course, that's on Ken's show here, 6 to 8 Monday through Friday. I keep telling them, this is your chance to get in on this fun stuff. Do it. This is the time.
The selling point for wrestling is not a hard one to make as long as you know how to make the selling point. So for those of you who are fans out there and you've got relatives or you've got loved ones – who are like, oh, wrestling, that's not for me. That's okay. Not everything has to be for everyone, but the selling point is very simple. It is choreographed performance by murder gymnasts. It's incredibly high level physical acrobatic feats done by high level professionals who are passionate and excited to tell their stories. So if you're interested in people who are extremely fit and extremely strong and extremely talented, like you would go to a Cirque du Soleil show, or like you would go to a Olympic gymnastics event, then this is probably for you. And on top of that, if you like stand-up comedy, if you like improv, if you like live performance, the promo, if you like rap battles, right? If you like that kind of that promo, then the wrestling stuff will be for you as well. So there's a really interesting combination of performance aspects associated with this sport and this performance. So highly recommend it. If it's not for you, it's not for you. It doesn't have to be for everybody, but give it a shot.
Yeah, please do. I always called it an athletic soap opera.
Yes, very much so.
That has always been my thing on it, and I promise you it's going to be a great time. And so what exactly is going on at Double or Nothing? Well, that card is heating up. We're going to talk about what's going to be happening with Double or Nothing. Is that card, by the way, just got extremely crazy, to say the least, kids. It is going to get a little bit nuts. And by the way, a lot of other news too, some controversies at WWE with our good friend Triple H. Oh, put down a couple friends of mine at Backlash. We heard about that. And Ric Flair and Jerry Lawler were making the news too. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that later on in the show. Plus, we have another pay-per-view coming. Excuse me, a premium live event. Got to talk about that one coming up from Saudi Arabia. There is so much going on, and we're going to hit it all on the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas, streaming it on the Odyssey app. And also, you can get in that chat box on our YouTube and Facebook streams. As we got a comment from Jesse Hyde. We may bring that thing up, too. We'll be right back.
101.5 FM, KDON.
This is the Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Here again, your host, Mark Hoke.
Come on, let's do some more here. Best in pro wrestling news and entertainment on the Mark Hoke Show here on KDON 101.5 FM. It is the talk of Las Vegas. And just in case you can't get no satisfaction, well, just keep listening to us. Ruben Bressler and I will take care of you today. You know, what a great concert that was last night. I still can't get over that, man. I saw the Rolling Stones.
That's great.
In 2024.
That's a crazy number.
I still can't get over that. I took my daughter last night, who, you know, in about 20 years, she'll appreciate that. She didn't last night, but
sure.
You know, it's one of those things where if you'd have told me when I was 18 that I was going to be seeing the Rolling Stones in 2024, I'd have told you, am I dead?
Yeah. That was, the Rolling Stones formed 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Formed.
It's crazy.
That's absurd.
That's crazy. But they were amazing last night. So, yeah, I had a great, great time on that. Well, forming right now is this card for the Double or Nothing pay-per-view from All Elite Wrestling, and we got a few twists and turns this week. Of course, Tony likes to put these together a little late, but he's on a decent timeline for this one. So here's where we're at right now. We knew a few of these matches coming in. Willow Nightingale against Mercedes Moné. So she's finally getting in the ring, thank God.
Yeah.
You know, and I love Mercedes in the ring. I've never been that big on her promos.
Okay.
Okay. You know, when she's been along with Bayley and Charlotte,
Sure. I mean, the Four Horsemen era was incredible. I don't think she's – I think she's, like, fine at promo.
She's
I never really thought she was underrated at promo. I feel like this is an obvious Mercedes Moné win. There's only – like, unless it was for the title, I don't think that it was going to be a not obvious story, which is fine. Like, they're telling this – they have to do something.
Yeah.
And even if it was for a belt – seems like it's an obvious they're paying her so much that and for so long that it seems pretty foregone conclusion. However, I'm willing to be surprised, and you know, they tend to do a little bit of surprises at big events like this, so who knows.
Yeah, so the TBS championship on the line on that, and we'll see if maybe Willow will hang on, who knows. Roderick Strong against Will Ospreay for the AEW International Championship. Can't imagine Ospreay's going to lose this, but you never know. You know, we're the Undisputed Kingdom trying to keep those guys afloat while we're still waiting for Adam Cole to get back, and he just can't get that ankle to heal up. Boy, he shattered that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, just really bad. So,
I mean, he's getting up there too. Will Ospreay likely to win this, unless they really want to push Will Ospreay for the bigger title. Then they can't really do that. But Roderick Strong has a very long record. This will be a great match, if nothing else.
Yes.
Both of these are longtime technical guys. You know, this will be a 5-star, 4.5-star match.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Timeless Toni Storm right now taking on Serena Deeb, who cut a great promo this week. Mm. I'm a Serena Deeb fan. I have no problem if she would win this. I don't know if she will or not. Sure. But, man, I love Serena Deeb. I really do. She is so good in the ring, and I'm excited to see this one. And let's see. We had this Swerve Strickland defending the world championship against Christian Cage. And, you know, when I heard this one announced, I was kind of wondering, what is he going to do to really tick off Swerve? I was like, this will be fun. But what angle are we taking on this? Well, we got it. He turned his whole stable against him. The whole embassy turns on Swerve in the middle of a promo, and Christian just stands there with the swarmy look.
Wild.
I loved it. I loved every second of it. And I love Swerve. I wish Swerve would kind of keep it more heely. But I got to tell you something. He ran into the devil on this one.
Right.
He did. This is interesting.
This is an interesting one. They can't switch every belt at this event. If this were on a different card, I would think it would be harder to predict. But Swerve Strickland is on the upswing. I think it's more likely that he'll emerge victorious. That also leans into trying to make him more of a face, because Christian Cage is still the bad guy, still the villain, taking advantage of the situation. So I think Swerve will escape here, but that'll be another great match. These guys are traditional style, almost strong style wrestlers. Swerve is a little bit more of a high flyer. Christian, obviously, at his age, is not. But this will be a fun match as well. I think that, and again, these guys have been doing it so long, you're not going to see any botches. Like, this will be clean. This will be just a solid match.
Yeah. And Lord knows what they're going to do to each other. Mm-hmm. I'm almost waiting for a sequel out of this, because it's not a no DQ or anything like that. I'm almost excited to see what's going to be next between these two, because I was kind of thinking this was going to end up just being a one-off, but after this, I'm going to want more. And I'm wondering if Hangman's going to show up on this one too.
Sure.
He's got to be
the best story that AEW's got going right now, right? This is the most compelling out of the ring storyline that AEW has, in my opinion.
Okay.
So, you know, Swerve trying to, you know, fend off the invading hordes. I agree with you. This is part one of a longer story.
Yeah. He's got two hordes to.
Yeah.
Get rid of between the patriarchy and now this group of the embassy that is kind of ticked off at him too. So, mm-hmm. and getting getting Brian Cage involved in this and maybe having him go after the world championship, it's about damn time. So I'm good with that. We have the Elite, and we've also got taking on Team AEW. I swear to God, if Bryan Danielson takes the fall in this match, I'm going to cry. But we have an Anarchy in the Arena match. So everybody in the lower deck, and everybody maybe go out and get a Coke during this match, because you may be involved in it. I'm telling you, this is going to be, these matches get insane. Yeah. And they always seem to do one at Double or Nothing. So get ready for a Anarchy in the Arena match. It is Okada, Jack Perry, the Bucks, taking on Danielson, Eddie Kingston, and FTR in an Anarchy in the Arena match.
Crazy.
Oh, they're going to have to clean up. Things are going to get broken.
Yeah.
Somebody might eat some popcorn. I don't know. But the one at All In, I didn't like that one. I thought it got a little out of hand. So hopefully and I can't believe I'm saying this, hopefully they'll tone it back just a little. But sure. this one could get a little ugly, a little crazy, but always fun for the fans.
Yeah, so this is a 4v4 and involves a lot of the live crowd. These styles of matches are much better live than they are on television, just by virtue of it being hard to cover.
Right.
What would be nice is if they had sort of a multicam, right? If they had three or four camera angles you could watch on the same channel, like they do for like March Madness or something. Just because this style of match is really hard to live direct, and really hard to like get the feeling of on television, particularly if you're widening the stage, if you're extending it to these front rows in an Anarchy in the Arena match. So it's going to be really hard. This is going to be a test for the art department and a test for the cinematography crew to see if they can effectively cover it. But live, this is going to be the most exciting, right? Because A, if you're in those front rows, you're in the splash zone. And B, the stage is so wide and there's so much action happening. It'll feel like an epic Broadway show. So that one's going to be a fun match.
Yeah, it's always great for the live crowd. So those of you that are sitting higher, it's almost an advantage for that one match. If you're the higher up you are, the better off you are. So
for sure.
So get ready for that one. And then this one just popped up, and dear Lord, I don't even know what to say about this one. Adam Copeland defends the TNT title against Malachi Black. In a barbed wire steel cage match. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Are you kidding me? He just had that match with Brody King this week on Dynamite that was just ridiculously good. And now those two are going to go at it in a barbed wire steel cage match. Wow.
I mean, you got to hand it to Adam Copeland. You know, he's 50. That's not a young man.
No.
And he's, you know, he's also making that turn to acting and his Hollywood career, still willing to go into a barbed wire steel cage match. You know, definitely could have been like, Tony, maybe we just make this a regular steel cage match. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe we make this a regular wires steel cage match, but, you know, definitely big credit to Adam and to Malachi for the crowd, and it's for a championship, which is great. You know, I like seeing these interesting stipulations, particularly at Double or Nothing as the style of the event, for belts. The high stakes of it is really interesting. I don't know that Malachi Black has, again, I don't know the story here. I don't see the story here, I should say. So I don't think this is a compelling time for Malachi to take the belt. So based on story reasons, I'd like to see Adam Copeland retain. But I also really like Malachi Black, and they have a chance to star build him. So you know, and Adam Copeland has always been the kind of guy to push others up. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I don't foresee this being the time when that belt changes, though.
Yeah, this will be very interesting. It's just been, you know, the House of, he's just been working his way through the House of Black, and yeah, you know, and Black has just been doing all these tag matches and six man matches, mm-hmm, and for so long, and for him to finally, after, you know, it's been, you know, over a year plus where he's been, had really been out of wrestling singles matches,
yeah,
to finally get this match. And Copeland's just going crazy with these stipulation matches.
Right.
It's been ridiculous. So this will be a lot of fun to see. And of course, Tony's going to give us, you know, 17,000 more matches before this card's settled. This is all we have right now. And honest to God, if they threw maybe two more matches on here, we'd be good.
Yeah.
I think everybody would be happy with the card, but you know, we'll get about, probably about six more on this thing before this is all said and done.
You think so?
Oh yeah. Tony, if it's not 12,
that's too many. It's too many. It's too many matches. Like, I don't know. This already looks like, I mean, how long do they want this show to be? Also, they could just cut promos. This is 2.5 hours, 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, this isn't WrestleMania. This isn't, we're going to spend an hour on intros, but they're still going to cut some promos. There's still going to be some star building. And there's still going to be some cleanup. That's the other thing about these style of events is you got to load the cage in. You got to load the new mats that are covered in spatter in or out. You know, you got to clean up the front row. You got to hand everybody new ponchos after the splash zone incident. So there's going to be some downtime that they're going to have to do some promo work and some on camera talking aspects. And this is not the end all be all. Double or Nothing is not their biggest events of the year. This is able to set up later events.
Right. So it's, yeah, I mean, you usually have a couple matches on the pre-show, and mm-hmm, you know, certainly we'll be seeing more with, you know, Orange Cassidy and what's going on with Trent Beretta, and
sure,
you know, there's a lot still happening. Of course, it looks like we're going to get Deonna Purrazzo and oh my gosh, I'm blanking. That's terrible. She's just about to get in a feud with somebody, and I'm totally letting it go, but there's going to be some other pretty good matches on this card. One thing, Tony. Yeah. Tony, make sure you get your money's worth. That is, yeah, for
absolutely
sure. So, yeah. So we'll see what happens. But
he's going to show up with a neck brace, or
I hope so.
Kayfabe is not dead. Kayfabe is alive and well with Tony's neck brace.
God bless him. Now, if he can just not bring up Harvey Weinstein and WWE, we're all good.
Yeah. Losing it a little bit.
All right. Well, let's take another break. And when we come back, let's see what's on the old docket here. Yeah, we want to talk a little bit about, we're saying goodbye to some people in WWE. Should we be? Were we surprised? I don't know. But WWE sent a few people packing. So let's talk about that when we return on the Mark Oak Show here on KDON 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas. And we're streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. Ruben Bressler joining me on the show. It's the best in pro wrestling news and entertainment. We will be right back.
You're listening to the number one professional wrestling radio show in Vegas, The Mark Hoke Show.
The Mark Hoke Show.
Now, here again is Mark Hoke.
That's me. Hey, everybody, what's going on? 101.5 FM, the talk of Las Vegas. It's The Mark Hoke Show. Ruben Bressler joining me. Me, longtime compadre. Very happy to have him on the show. Thanks for being with me, buddy.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate you having me on. I can't be on every week. I've got, you know, busy schedule out here in Los Angeles. and up late on a lot of Saturdays, can't really make the Sunday morning at 8 a.m. wake-up call time. But this week, I'm here for you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Well, let's talk a little bit, get into some of the releases that happened. I'm just to make sure I have enough time, I'm going to go backward, actually, from where I wanted to start. First,
okay,
we say goodbye to Jerry Lawler. Mm-hmm. I think this one caught everybody a little off guard, but people caught this, that Jerry was off the active roster, still on the Hall of Fame page and has a Legends contract. But Jerry Lawler apparently has ended his broadcasting career with WWE. Everybody was kind of like, what the heck happened there? Mm-hmm. Well, Jerry came out and here's what he finally said. Said just one of those things that goes with getting over with all the stuff that happened with the stroke.
Yeah.
And it was just sitting behind a desk and doing it, commentating on a match again was extremely difficult. So I'm guessing a mutual parting of the ways there for Jerry Lawler, 74 years old. But wow, Jerry Lawler, kind of a, you know, the voice of the Attitude Era along with Jim Ross. And wow, saying goodbye to Jerry Lawler. How about that?
I mean, I think that this is not horrifically surprising to me. You know, it is a ending of an era. But yeah, certainly given the health issues and the change in direction that WWE is taking, it makes sense. I mean, this is not an aberration. There's a lot of turnover in WWE in the last year from on screen. Always there's turnover on screen, but especially behind the scenes, there's more turnover this year. So, you know, I think that this gives Jerry more chance to do more with the indies, which he really enjoys, more chance to expand his horizons outside of WWE while still having that Legends contract, while still being able to be a part of stuff, maybe, and recover with his stroke, which, you know, that's a tough thing to come back from. Yeah. Some people never come back from it. So I am not horrifically sad about this one. I think that this was almost certainly mutual, and also just a different direction.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And for everybody that's sitting there saying, well, Jerry, we'll see him back with JR. Good luck. Come on.
That would be interesting. That'd be fun.
If he showed up and he would, he'd have to get permit. I mean, if he got permission to do it, that would be one thing. But I can't imagine him showing up in AEW.
I think that that would be lovely. I think that that's,
I mean, it'd be cool, but
for the love of the game, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, but I doubt that's going to happen. Well, for one guy who maybe he will show up in AEW, but Gable Steveson, and this one, boy, I'll tell you, I could not believe this, because as someone who follows amateur wrestling as tightly as I do, especially the Big Ten, Steveson, of course, a former Olympic gold medalist, two-time NCAA champion, was released by WWE just a few days ago, sent packing. Of course, he had that nightmarish match at the Great American Bash down in Austin a while back with Baron Corbin, where he got booed out of the building. But
yeah,
this was a guy that everyone thought was a can't-miss superstar, and I did too. But unbelievably, Gable Steveson is out of WWE. And, you know, a lot of people were saying that, you know, unfortunately, just he wasn't progressing. There was apparently maybe some sexual misconduct stuff in his past that they found out about. But, I mean, this is a guy who, you know, I mean, just an amazing athlete, you know, very charismatic, but just for some reason couldn't put it together. And he, along with a bunch of other NXT recruits, is out the door. And Ruben, I'm in shock that Gable Steveson is gone from WWE.
Yeah. It is surprising. You know, you never know who's going to stick and who's not. You know, it seems like the recipe was there. You've got this gold medal Olympic wrestler for America, which has followed in a long tradition of that being a thing. You know, you could have theoretically just followed the Kurt Angle blueprint. Although they've sort of already got a little bit of that going on with Chad. But this is, it is surprising. It is surprising from a archetypal standpoint, but given the evidence and given the last few years, it's not surprising. And I don't think that Gable was happy. So I'm excited to see what he does next. He's got lots of options. I've heard a rumor that he's looking into UFC, which would be another avenue for a former gold medal wrestler to advance in. He could go back to traditional wrestling. He's still a young man. He could still do the Olympics. So there's a lot of options open for him. And while it is sad that it didn't work out this time on WWE, he's still got a big future ahead of him.
Yeah, I almost wonder if them pushing him as the Olympic gold medalist almost didn't hurt him. Mm-hmm. You know, you put him out there and you may have just had him in the Kurt Angle, you know, in Chad Gable-ish kind of mode where everybody's saying, well, you know, we did Kurt Angle already.
Sure.
You know, and they were making him out to be another Kurt Angle. Well, you know, it's kind of like the Ocean's 12 joke, you know, you don't do the same gag twice.
Sure.
You go on to the next one. And, you know, they hyped him up that way when they introduced him, and that's fine. But maybe if they'd have gone in a different direction to a point, he wouldn't have gotten that bad reception. And I'm sure that whole thing that happened down in Austin, you know, may have left a bad taste in his mouth too.
Sure.
And that, you know, he probably was looking around and saying, you know, why did all these people hate me so much? Because he, right. I mean, you know, the match wasn't very good, obviously. But, you know, he also booked it as a double count out too, and everybody just booed him out of the building. And for somebody like that, I'm sure that didn't help either.
Oh, that's definitely an ego. That's an ego death.
Yeah.
But as a wrestler, you've kind of got to, you've got to go out on stage and have some bad nights. Like, that's just part of the game. And when you're a professional athlete of the caliber that, or when you're an athlete of the caliber of Gable Stevenson, you're like, I don't have to put up with this. I can go do the sport that I'm the best in the world at, right? So I this one, again, also feels like both sides were like, maybe this is just not working out.
Yeah. So kind of a stunner there, but no Gable Stevenson in WWE anymore. But yeah, and I mean, even the NFL, apparently some teams were talking to him too. So it's not like it's not like the guy's going to be lacking for opportunities.
That's
anywhere.
Right. Don't feel bad for Gable Stevenson. He'll land on his feet.
Yeah, he'll be all right. So pretty interesting stuff there. But there was one other release that we're going to get into in the next hour that, and this one actually got one of our friends in the media in a little bit of trouble talking about it. So we're going to get into that and a whole lot more, of course. The Nature Boy getting himself in a little bit of a jam. Oh,
sure,
God.
Why not?
The King of the Ring, King and Queen of the Ring tournament's going on as we get ready for that event in Saudi Arabia. A bad fan at AEW gets himself in trouble, and he chapped the wrong lady. I'm going to tell you that right now. We're going to get into that, plus a few bad injuries and someone from around here that was in a WWE ring, he could be going to jail for a long time. We're getting into all that in hour number two. Ruben Bressler with me here on the Mark Hoke Show. So stick around, everybody. Hour number two coming up on KDON. And don't forget to download that Odyssey app. Great app. And, you know, with all the touring shows on KDON. Plus, we're live streaming it here on YouTube. Subscribe to us there, and we'll be right back. Hour number two, coming up.
Want more of The Mark Hoke Show? Follow us on Twitter at Mark Hoke Show, like us on Facebook at The Mark Hoke Show, and visit MarkHokeShow.com to keep up with everything happening with the show. And remember to check out all of our archive shows on YouTube at The Mark Hoke Show and download our podcasts at markhokeshow.podbean.com and all your favorite podcast outlets. So join The Mark Hoke Show family today, and thanks for listening.